What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this fantastic Thirsty Thursday. Ed calls this day
Friday, babe.
Well, we had this sound yesterday of a sports talk radio host in Cleveland who said that he didn't feel the Ravens, it was in good taste, paraphrasing, I'm not quoting him, for them to celebrate their 30th anniversary with Cleveland in town. That host, 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Andy Baskin joins us. What's up, Andy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. Typically, these celebrations tend to happen the first home game of the season. You feel the Ravens should not do this on Sunday with Cleveland in town.
Yeah, my goal this week when I woke up was I was like, I want to get quoted in the Baltimore Sun, and I achieved my goal. No, I'm just teasing. the whole point was I was like, man, couldn't the Ravens have waited till the second home game once they saw it was Cleveland? Because I got to believe there are still folks in Baltimore that, I mean, I know that when the Ravens came to town, it changed everything, but I just know when the Colts moved, it hurt me. It hurts me when the Sonics moved from Seattle, and it killed us here in Cleveland. And I know longtime football fans in Baltimore understand that feeling. So if we would have had a halfway decent team for the last 26 years, it probably wouldn't sting as hard. It wouldn't be that big of a deal. And to be super honest, the hardest part about the story is, and it bums me out, is that anybody who's probably under 40, 35, probably doesn't even care. That's the hard part. So
what about the I mean, I know these people may not care of a certain age, but the people that do, I mean, the Colts moved out of Baltimore. People are still bitter about that here.
Yeah.
But my question is, the Browns got to keep their colors, their records, their uniforms, the name. The Colts never, they left. They took everything, so we had to get a new team.
You got a team sooner, too.
Yeah.
You got a team sooner. So why it seemed like the Cleveland fans are so much more bitter than Baltimore fans?
Wins and losses, baby. You got those trophies. That's what it's all about, man. I'm telling you, if the Browns would have won anything somewhere along the line, or maybe even won one AFC North, it'd probably be a different story. But it's not. And, you know, let's be honest. The real way to do it would have been to give Baltimore the expansion team, or the real way to really would have been to do it would have been to give Indianapolis the expansion team in the beginning. And none of us would have had any of these problems. But these are all decades-old issues that we probably, you know I need to turn the page on, and a lot of people do. But, I mean, let's be honest about it. It's just, you know, when you have football fans that are diehard, like Colts fans were, like Browns fans still are, like Ravens fans are, you're going to spark emotion. And, you know, it just, the whole thing of thinking about it this week, especially when it hit me in the moment, I'm like, man, do they really have to do this against the Browns? That's all. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to.
It's funny you said it about the wins real quick, because I use the analogy of it's like when you get divorced and you and your wife were struggling and you look up and she married a billionaire. That's what this is. You know what I mean? You struggled with this Browns team for years and they came here and they won two Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's still people mad at Art Modell. I'm still mad at Art Modell. I mean, the guy fired Bill Belichick on you guys. So, it's like, what were you thinking, dude? So, I don't know. You guys ended up getting good ownership. We all have a ton of respect for Ozzie Newsome here. And I think it's, you know, part of that's jealousy that we're like, damn, if Ozzie would have had the job here in Cleveland, we no one would ever felt like this, you know. And then it finally took till LeBron to give this city a championship to kind of salve the wounds. But if the Browns ever won anything, this town would just absolutely explode.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so I'm a little torn on this because I said this to Colts fans when the Ravens came here, they won a Super Bowl, and they were still bitter about everything, watching guys in Indy break records of Baltimore Colts players, seeing those colors and all the things that kind of Ed brought up. Because it feels like much ado about nothing, like it's the ex-girlfriend, and at some point you have to get over it, but there are guys that live through it that refuse to get over it. You put yourself in that group?
Yeah, about Art. About Art Modell, I mean, it's just there was no reason for it, you know. It was funny just because I was like, I'm not going to look through my social media, and just how, you know, how history just kind of skews itself in the wrong way, saying that, you know, the Browns didn't, Browns fans didn't support the team, they didn't give a new stadium, but everybody here knows that Art had the chance to move into Gateway when they built then Jacobs Field, and I mean, Art had a million reasons to stay, and you know, the league. I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, if you're in the league, if you're in the league office, is it really that bad that the Browns are opening the season at Baltimore and now all of a sudden there's more hype and there's more talk? The league absolutely loves this stuff, right? They love it. They might say, oh, we don't, but they do. Would we be talking about this morning if the league hadn't put the Browns there for the first home game of the season? No. We'd be talking about, man, I can't believe how good the Browns defense played last week, and the offense had a kicker that couldn't put it through the uprights, or how did the Ravens not win that game against the Bills? That's what we'd be talking about. Instead, I've got airtime in Baltimore. You guys are getting a ton of airtime in Cleveland, and it just hypes up the whole scenario. The league loves this stuff.
Well, Andy, I don't want to seem like the good guy, because I'll tell you this. I said it yesterday, and I'll say it now. I'm sorry, buddy. I love the pettiness.
I mean, you got guys.
I love this petty. I do. I think this is you know, well, this is what sports is about. But what pettiness?
Yeah, you're right.
What do they owe Cleveland, right, though? Because, like, again, we have guys that are pissing on Art Modell's grave. You know, he wanted a new stadium.
Wrong. Yeah, that's wrong. That's not cool at all. I totally agree. I like. That's not good. I mean, what was, you know, Art was guilty of being a businessman. It's really what he was. And at the end of the day, that's what it was. They should have figured out a way. The learners would have bought the team. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the Lerner's had a lot committed to, you know, the Baltimore region, too, or, you know, where you guys live with MBNA. So there was a better way to fix this thing when it happened. But, you know, we sit here in Cleveland still wondering what if, because the team they gave us just wasn't very good. And we didn't get the, you know, there are a lot of Browns fans, and there are a lot of days I agree with this, that we would have been better off just changing the name of the team and starting forward as an expansion team, because things would have been a lot different. Now, a lot of people fought to keep the name, the colors, and the records, and it's cool, but, you know, they threw a stadium up that now needs to go back into the lake like the old one did and become some kind of reef for fish out there while they build a new dome out by the airport. I mean, we're still – it's still ripple effects 3 decades later.
Well, Andy, are you going to be in Baltimore this weekend?
Oh, no. Are you kidding? I'm scared to go this week. No.
You should be scared to come here any week. It's really dangerous here.
Andy Baskin, 92.3 The Fan, man. Thanks a lot for your time this morning.
No worries. If you guys ever need anything, please give me a holler.
I will.
By the way, how about the week of the game, having a Cleveland radio host on and not talking about the game, period?
Because that was more fun.
Not talking about the game. You know,
man. That's why I told him. I love the pettiness. I absolutely love it. I'm not, you know.
But my whole thing is, like,
even if the NFL set it up on purpose,
why do they owe anything to you? You don't owe anything to Cleveland to say, oh, you know what? They'd be pretty upset if we did this. It's like, that's the thing I don't get. And the same thing with old Colts fans when they talked about the Colts. What do they owe you at that point? They don't.
If I'm in that room and somebody says, you know what, Cleveland would be pretty upset if we do this, I would be the guy that says, yeah, that's why we should do it.
I said do it. Yeah.
let's get it done.
Tell them it's my idea.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.